relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If you vote for Biden, it means no kids in school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, and no 4th of July together. Other than that, you'll have a wonderful life.
Other than that, you'll have a wonderful life. No weddings, no holidays, no Christmas. That is the vision of the left. That is the vision of a man called Joe Biden, who is in the pocket of the largest communist dictatorship in the world, the People's Republic. Ironic. Why do they call it the People's Republic? They're always lying. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and I am your host for the next 3 hours, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board and formerly his strategist in the White House. And we have quite the show for you today. What is going on in Philadelphia? We'll be talking directly to somebody who's on the ground who can explain not only what's going on with the rampant violence. More than 1,000 looters, people arrested, violence unbridled, but also very, very serious shenanigans when it comes to the integrity of the votes in the state of Pennsylvania. We will have exclusive excerpts of our hour-long interview with Steve Bannon that is breaking records on our show's YouTube page with regards to what happens in the next 5 days and afterwards. And will there be consequences politically for Joe Biden, for Beijing Biden, with regards to the latest revelations from former naval officer Tony Bobulinski and his information on the joint venture, the U.S. company that funneled millions of dollars to the Biden family. We'll have Ken Cuccinelli with the latest on the homeland security of our great republic, and then analysis on the battleground states. Which way is it trending? With Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website in the world. That's Matt Boyle of Breitbart.com. But first, let us... Oh, we've got a call on the line. You'll have to wait for a second, Dave. If you want to talk to us, the number here is 833-33-GORKA. We do love
your commitment. The number is 833-334-6752. That clip was from the president in Arizona, Goodyear in Arizona. He is speaking right now in Tampa, Florida. The first lady addressed the huge crowd in the glorious sunshine, and the president is still talking at the podium. Kayleigh McEnany is there. If there's any breaking news, we will share it with you instantly. But let's talk about the swamp. Miles Taylor, the man who has outed himself as anonymous, the person we were told by the New York Times is a senior Trump administration official, when in fact he wrote that letter. He wasn't even chief of staff or the Department of Homeland Security. He was a bag carrier. He was an individual in a very lowly rank. But the New York Times sold it as potentially a cabinet member. Do you remember there were even theories that it was the first lady that wrote that scathing letter, that hashtag resistance broadside? But it was an individual who, if you read, Wikipedia is propaganda. It's garbage. But even Wikipedia gives us a very interesting insight into this man who worked first in the Bush administration, who admits that he actually, while he's donated to Republican candidates over the years, he donated to Obama's campaign in 2008. Why would a registered Republican donate to Barack Hussein Obama? Here's a quote for you from Miles Taylor, no longer anonymous. "I was gunning for John McCain, but wanted to be able to tell my kids that I supported the first black president of the United States. I was gunning for McCain," well, that tells you something, "but I gave money to Obama so I could virtue signal to my children. That's why we elected Donald Trump. You have no moral center if that is what you do. If in accordance with virtue signaling, you go against your principal decision, oh, he's black, therefore I will donate to the rival of my party. That's the definition of swamp creature." Not only that, this is an individual who just lied to the American people. And I'm curious if CNN is going to do anything about it, because not only has Miles Taylor translated his swamp-like activity into the quote, this is quite stunning, when he left, when he was kicked out of the Trump administration, he ended up as head of national security for what? What do you think he ended up as head of national security for? Coca-Cola? Federal Express? No. Google. The people who are censoring conservatives right now. That's where Miles Taylor, the scum Miles Taylor, is head of national security. Not only that, he's a contributor for CNN. Are they going to fire him from that position? Because not too long ago, live on that strange individual Anderson Cooper's show, he lied not only to Anderson Cooper, but to CNN and to the whole world. Let's listen to Miles Taylor demonstrate to you his moral fiber. This is video cut 6. Anderson Cooper and Miles Taylor, play cut.
There was an op-ed, there was a book by someone calling themselves anonymous. Are you aware of who that is?
I'm not. Look, and that was a parlor game that happened in Washington, D.C., of a lot of folks trying to think of who that might be. I've got my own thoughts about who that might be, but, you know, I
you're
want
not,
my
you're not
to be
anonymous.
On the president, and I certainly don't want to. I wear a mask for two things, Anderson, Halloweens and pandemics, so no.
It's really good to watch the video.
If I'm a trained interrogator. If you didn't know that about myself, my MOS in the British Reserves was my job was interrogator. And there are certain tells that humans find very, very hard to control. Anderson Cooper clearly got some kind of tip. So he asks Miles Taylor, live on his show, are you anonymous? I've posted the video on my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, and look at two things. First, watch it and look at Miles Taylor's throat. Look specifically at his Adam's apple. Then watch it again and look at his eyelids. Look at his eyes. Instantaneously, without being able to control himself, when Anderson Cooper asks him, are you the scurrilous, seditious, anonymous that penned that article for the New York Times, he swallows twice. He has a nervous reaction because he doesn't know how to deflect. At the same time as he swallows, he blinks four times rapidly right after each other. It's a tell. And Miles Taylor is a liar. He's a bad liar, but he's a liar. And he's the reason that we elected Donald J. Trump to be the president. And he is exactly why he must be reelected. 5 days to go. What are you doing for the president? Have you got those three names of people you're going to take to the polling stations? You're going to help fill out their absentee ballots. You better, because America is on the line. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back with Breitbart.com's Matthew Boyle.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm sorry. The music is Cameo's Word Up. What a classic. You can listen to it on radio, but YouTube are a bunch of fascists. This is America First. Thank you so much for the support you have already given to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Only 2 days left. These are the people that take your rights, your freedoms so seriously that they protect them all the way up to the Supreme Court. Listen to this incredible letter that Larry received from somebody who donated to ADF called Dana. Hi, Larry. I have a message for the parents of college kids. I'm a mother of three college students and have another applying now for next fall. As you can imagine, our coffers are a bit low with all the tuition going out of the house, but we just donated to ADF. My sons and daughters have shared with me the real life drama of being on campus as conservatives, and I can see how easily any of our conservative kids could become targets of the left and end up in a court case. That's why she donated. God bless you, Dana. Please support all of our freedoms by supporting ADF that goes to bat and takes all of these to the Supreme Court, where now, thanks to the president, we have a 6-3 conservative originalist majority. Go to SebGorka.com. Make the biggest donation you can today, because this is for all of us. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com, or call them on 877-412-5888. That's the Alliance Defending Freedom, 877-412-5888. And for the biggest donor today, you get a special signed gift from me. Yeah, we're going to keep track. Donate as much as you can, and you might be the lucky person. He is the man who knows more about the DC swamp than any other Washington political editor for the most influential conservative website on the planet, Breitbart.com. Matt Boyle, welcome back in studio.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. This is our last one before the election, huh?
Can you believe there's going to be an election?
Just, I know.
5 days?
Flies, right?
It's like, been such a year, crazy year. And you've got some breaking news. It looks like sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden's worried. Where's he going?
So just breaking as of literally on my way here, Joe Biden is heading to St. Paul, Minnesota tomorrow. It's going to be a huge action-packed campaign day for him. He's going to do 3 states in a whole day. Like, unbelievable. I don't think he's ever done that before. We'll see how he does. But he just added a stop in Minnesota. This is a sign that the Democrats are terrified.
Why is he doing this?
Why is he going to St. Paul, Minnesota? You know what's interesting is that, you know, if you ask somebody on the left that question, why is he going to St. Paul? They don't have an answer for you. It's because that. Here's why, though. They're terrified that they're going to lose Minnesota. Trump only lost it by 45,000 votes in 2016, and they didn't even have a campaign operation there that time. This time, the public polls, which are probably just as wrong, if not more wrong than last time, are at the exact same spot or better for President Trump than 2016, where he was at this stage.
Which means you can probably add 5-10%.
And they actually have a real campaign operation run by Mike Lindell, right?
Like, yes, in the Minnesota. Great Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell in Minnesota. So I think the Joe Biden campaign is terrified here heading into the final days. And if you look at that combined with early vote numbers we're seeing come in from across the country, where Democrats are either losing or significantly underperforming the margins that they need to win because the Republicans turn out on Election Day, if the Trump voters show up on Election Day, and they have to go. They have to go. If they show up on Election Day and they vote as we expect that they will, things look very good for President Trump. But it is purely in the hands of the American people right now. They have to show up. They got to go to the polls. If they do, things look very good. There is a clear pathway to victory for President Trump on Tuesday.
Matt, you've heard him do the math, all the different scenarios, the different states, the different tiers, the Electoral College votes. He's explained it to you every week here. Now, there is no better way of putting it. You heard the man. It is in your hands. Right now, the president is still speaking in Tampa, Florida. He was speaking an hour ago. He's still going. Incredible. He's done so much for us. Now it is up to you. Talk to us, if you will, about the battleground states and the fact that we really are seeing things that nobody expected. There could be states in play that the establishment GOP has written off for decades, no?
Yeah, so I just talked to a source in New Mexico, for instance, on my way here. Republicans are significantly outperforming in New Mexico. For instance, in the 2nd Congressional District, which is currently represented by a Democrat. This is a district President Trump won 2016 that the Democrats took in the midterm elections. Republicans are up something like 8,000 votes in early voting returns, and that's mail and in-person early voting. Statewide, Republicans are doing better than expected, and they keep making gains in the coming days. I don't know if New Mexico is doable. The state party chair, I've talked to him many times, Steve Pierce, he says that New Mexico is going to go for Trump this year.
Wow.
He's been saying it for months. So is it a possibility? Sure. There are certainly other places out there. I think the big story today, though, is the contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in Tampa, Florida. It's a face-off in the same city.
Can I just interrupt you? Uh-huh. Right now, live behind the president, a woman right behind the president took a picture of Nancy Pelosi and slowly tore it up as he's speaking. She's
good
doing it
her.
Now with Chuck Schumer. You got to play as dirty as they play. God bless that woman. She's got a nice tan standing right behind the president. Who's she doing now? Oh, now she's doing Adam Schiff. She's done Nancy, she's done Chuck, and now she's ripping up Adam Schiff's photograph. Guys, we can win. But people have to be ready, Matt. Am I right to stand there? Because there's going to be such a turnout, they've got to maybe stand there all day to get their vote in. Be prepared.
100%. And by the way, the First Lady said it better than anybody earlier today when she laid out that we are a country that believes in hope, not fear. And the Democrats and Joe Biden, if you look at the tone of his events today in Tampa, it's fear. Whereas if you look at President Trump, he's having fun. Look, he takes these problems that this nation is facing very seriously. But at the same time, we have an optimistic view of our future. And if you believe in the future of the United States, if you believe in the American way, then President Trump's your guy. If you believe in this fear-driven chaos, lockdown, constant state of anarchy and lawlessness. And you know what? If you want to believe in looters and rioters, then go vote for Joe Biden.
If you want America to look like Philadelphia, vote for Joe Biden. 60 seconds left with this man. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. Explain to us this term that's being used a lot, cannibalizing their own voters. People are worried about early voting, but really, if these are people who would have voted anyway at the polling stations, big Democrat turnout doesn't matter because they're just eating their own voters. Correct, Matt?
Yeah. So look, I mean, at the end of the day, it's how many votes total did you get early and,
how many
and
new
on
votes?
Election day and so on and so forth. Look, at the end of the day, it's all about turning out voters.
Yes.
So the Republicans have a machine. They've put a lot of resources into this. So the question is, are they going to turn out on election day? And that ultimately comes down to the American people. Look, the pathway's there. President Trump can win this thing. But it's not guaranteed. It comes down to, do the American people show up on election day? I will tell you this. The Democrats are panicking. They are nervous. They are worried that we are headed for a repeat of 2016. But the only way to guarantee that happens is if everybody that's listening to this show, that listens to Reed's Breitbart, that is a supporter of the president, gets out there and votes.
So simple. There's no voodoo. There's no magic here. There's no tricks. Who gets their voters out to vote? It's up to you guys. It's up to us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with the one and only Matt Boyle. Stay tuned. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
I just think that if somebody comes out now and verifies the story, it blows up big time. That's all.
We've got this situation now where it's escalated again because somebody, allegedly one of us three, has qualified the story, and already it's back on the front pages.
That's Rob Walker and James Gilliar, business associates of Hunter Biden, saying if this story gets verified, it's going to blow up big. You heard it here first on America First, thanks to all our great buddies like Matt Boyle, Breitbart.com's Washington political editor. This story cannot be ignored, can it, Matt?
No, and by the way, it's... they know, as evidenced by these recordings, that what they did was wrong.
Wrong.
Right? Like, and this is why Tony Bobulinski has come out forward and spoken up. What he's been trying to do, because he's a legitimate businessman, was he was trying to create corporate governance that oversaw.
He said, what you're doing is wrong, Hunter. Yeah,
right.
We
so
need some
we
guardrails.
Need to do it this way, like, so that the money is properly done
accounted
and the business
for.
Is. Right, like, and is handled properly. And so that's what he does. Like, he's a successful business guy. Right, who does this for a living. What he does is he creates corporate governances and deals and so on and so forth, and then breaks things down into different shares. And that's what he was trying to do. And then part of the reason why he ends up speaking out is because he realizes that Hunter Biden gets this big $5 million wire transfer from these people
outside
of the corporate governance
right.
that he was creating. And so he had serious ethical concerns with what they were doing. And these guys all know this. These guys on those calls, those recordings that Tucker got a hold of with Tony Bobulinski, they know that what they were doing was wrong. And, you know, the whole plausible deniability thing that James Biden, Jim Biden was talking about. Jim, look, here's
the deal. Joe Biden's
this
brother
is not
uses
going away
phrase.
Anytime soon. I think this is no matter what happens on Election Day on Tuesday, and I do think President Trump will win. But either way, I think this is going to be something that we're following for weeks and months ahead. I don't see how federal law enforcement can ignore the facts that have come out in this case. Obviously, Tony Bobulinski is cooperating with Senate investigators. He's cooperating with the FBI. And because the Senate Homeland Security Committee has all this information, the Senate Finance Committee, et cetera, the deep state actors at the FBI and the Department of Justice are not going to be able to sweep this under the rug like they have been trying to do. And so no matter what happens in the election next week, there are going to be serious repercussions for these people that are involved in this whole thing, in this collection of money from China. And I think that it also goes to show the American people, as they're making their decision as to who to vote for, that Joe Biden is clearly compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. He is not someone who can be trusted. And if you look at what Joe Biden has been saying over the course of his political life, 47 years in office and then the several years now since he was the sitting vice president, about the Chinese Communist Party, that he has been offering up praise for Xi Jinping, for the CCP,
yes,
in conjunction with these payments that were coming into his family. So he's clearly bought and paid for. So this is a Joe Biden scandal. This is not a Hunter Biden scandal or a Jim Biden scandal or Biden. It's a Biden family scandal. But more importantly,
Joe's at the center.
The Democrat nominee for president of the United States this year, the former vice president of the United States, Joe Biden, is compromised. The documents and evidence that this whistleblower hero, Tony Bobulinski, has put forward, he's a Navy veteran, demonstrate that. And then also other business partners in the Hunter Biden universe. We've talked about this before, Bevin Cooney, the emails that
yes.
he gave to Peter Schweitzer. Others are starting to speak out. I think this is just the beginning of something bigger. Again, no matter what happens on Tuesday, whether President Trump is reelected or Joe Biden's elected. And again, I think that President Trump is going to win. But the point is that no matter what happens, The Biden family is the Biden crime family is crashing in front of us.
We've got 50 seconds left. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Breitbart.com. I don't want to put you on the spot. Let me just ask you this way. Do you think in the next 5 days we'll find out even more about the Bidens?
I do. I think there's more that's continuing to come out in various publications that are covering the story. And kudos to those who are. The establishment media should be ashamed of themselves.
Yes.
This is just proof that the establishment media and big tech are decrepit institutions and that there needs to be serious reform done after the election. Again, no matter what happens, no matter who wins this election, there needs to be serious changes at the establishment media outlets and big tech, and there needs to be consequences for them refusing to put out legitimate information. These are real questions. These are serious documents. These are serious allegations, and they need to be covered more seriously.
First thing we have to do is win the election. And you heard, Matt, it is up to you. We can do it if we have the presence back and if we get three of our friends to vote for him who would otherwise stay home. The fate of law and order, justice, and the Republic is in your hands now. Tag this man. Read his articles. He's mboyle1 on Twitter, and it's breitbart.com. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. We are coming live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Reggie? Of course you do. Go now to relieffactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You deserve to know. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
The call board is absolutely full, Dave, Mike, Stewart. Judy, don't go anywhere. But first things first, let's pay the rent. There's a great American called Mike Lindell. You heard him mentioned by Matt Boyle, none other. He is the man who's going to bring us, deliver us Minnesota, a great friend of the president, also inventor of the best pillow in the known universe. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years, just cuddles your cranium through the night, and so many other products at his great website, mypillow.com. You can drop my name to get up to 50% off. Call them at 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. I like that music. There is somebody out there who, when they say, get this person on your show, I pay attention. It's not Mr. G, but she could be called Mrs. G, and that's my muse. And she said, there's a person in an organization that your listeners and viewers must know about. It is called Broad and Liberty. And it is based in the city of brotherly love. And we have its founding CEO with us right now, Mr. Terry Tracy. Are you there?
I am. Thank you, Seb. I'm much obliged. Thank you.
So I'm going to read one sentence from your mission statement, and then I'm going to let you elaborate. And then you're going to help us understand what on earth is happening right now in Philadelphia and why we should be worried. So this sentence is fabulous. Broad and Liberty is Philadelphia region's intersection between current local issues and the eternal struggle for the cause of liberty. Explain.
Yeah, so thank you again for the opportunity. We are a Philadelphia-based think tank, an online local news platform that covers the issues and policies that the lazy left-wing establishment media in the region refuses to acknowledge or address. And since our founding on Constitution Day in 2019, we've taken a particular interest in those issues where we feel that the illiberal left, the far left, has spent considerable resources to secure and win row offices and local offices in order to advance an agenda, a radical agenda, that would be DOA on day one in Washington, D.C., or most state capitals, including ours. But as we've seen, a radical transformation in the policy agenda at the local level, and as we have seen the local media make excuses for the failures of decades of progressive politics and policies, we felt it an imperative that the movement show up to the fight. And so Broad and Liberty, as you mentioned, is the intersection between the eternal struggle for liberty, the freedom movement, and local public policy outcomes, which within the broader context of the movement and the conversation about what's going on in the world is too often ignored. But as you can see from your newsfeed, is terribly important.
Yeah. So I'm literally watching coverage on the news right now. New body cam footage of the incident that occurred in Philadelphia. You can see two officers, I think both of them female, and this armed individual coming at them with a knife. How is it that Philadelphia is in flames? There's thousands of rioters, damage done, violence, when an armed individual who already had a violent track record was neutralized by the police. Is there any explanation that you have heard, Mr. Tracy?
Well, you know, having taken a ride through most of the corridors that you have seen on the news today to take my own personal accounting of and assessment of what's going on, on a personal note, what I would say is Philadelphia is a sad reminder of how fragile civil society is, even in an advanced democracy such as ours, and even in the greatest nation on earth. And when we, as I think about what's going on here, I think there are really three key things in play. Number one, as I mentioned, the abject failures of decades of progressive policies, a local media that's hell-bent on making excuses for those failures and is frankly reached a point where it is helping to incite racial violence. And I can give you a few examples of that. And then the fostering of social chaos with a pandemic in the background that creates a pretext for undermining the effective administration of the democratic process. And whether that is due process and the rule of law, or that is the administration of the upcoming election, these things are not a coincidence.
Well, let's unpack that for the last 2 minutes we have with you. Why are you concerned, as we stand 5 days away from the election, that a city that was our former capital may see a lack of integrity in that election process?
Well, you know, I'm concerned because yesterday the United States Supreme Court decided to defer to the Democrat-controlled Pennsylvania Supreme Court that ballots can be received and counted up to 3 days after Election Day, which means Election Day is not actually Election Day. Election Day goes on until all of the ballots we think exist or may exist or should exist have been accounted for. The state also ruled that signatures on mail-in ballots cannot be rejected as they would as if registered voters had appeared in a polling place. And also the city commissioner's office, which administers elections in the city and is a Democrat-controlled board, has put limits on the oversight mechanisms that typically exist in the city in the name of COVID and social distancing, using COVID emergency procedures to prevent or limit participants, I should say, on behalf of the campaigns to only those who are registered Philadelphia voters or barred attorneys.
So this is very important. So those who have volunteered or been sequestered to assist in making sure that the election is valid have been blocked from fulfilling that function because Philadelphia Democrat authorities have said, as quote, because of COVID, if you're not a registered voter in that district, you cannot be an official that is monitoring the integrity of the election. Did I understand you correctly?
Well, and this on top of the $10 million in incremental funding that the city received from a grant in from a Chicago-based nonprofit to expand ballot access throughout the city, again, in the name of the pandemic. And, you know, we just ask a very simple question. Why is it that a Democrat stronghold like Philadelphia is receiving $10 million to create, air quote, unfettered access? And folks in a swing county like Lancaster or not, don't they also deserve or should be afforded the same access
to
voting?
Now, isn't that an interesting question? Wherever you are, not just Philadelphia, listen to this man. Get out and vote. You can find out more of this great organization's details at broadandliberty.com. Thank you, Mr. Tracy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans right now from their daily pain, me included. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them has given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Wouldn't you like to be Yvonne? Find out today. It's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening as I do, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com. Do it now.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yes, support them today. Please go to our website, sebgorka.com. They're fighting for all of our freedom. Or call them on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888, the Alliance Defending Freedom tab at sebgorka.com. Have you seen the latest figures? 33.1% GDP growth. I mean, people get excited for 3% GDP growth. America has just posted 33.1% GDP growth. Ask yourself one question. Who else could do that except a businessman like President Trump? I tell you who couldn't. Beijing Biden. He could take decisions that would give China 33.1% GDP growth.
but not America, because that's who he cares about. Let's take your calls. Don't go anywhere, guys. I'll take your calls at the top of the next hour as well, before we have some amazing audio and video from Steve Bannon. Let's stay on this issue of the economy. Line 4, Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome back, Judy.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, before I tell you what I want to say, I also want to say, do you know what you possess? Do you?
Blessings. I am blessed. That's what I possess.
Well, let me tell you, you know that you have an instrument that is a lethal weapon with such dramatic
flair. I have many
flair.
Of those. I have many,
and
many
that,
lethal
well,
weapons.
Well, admit it. I'm talking about your voice, okay? You could read the names and addresses and phone numbers, and it'll make it sound great.
Judy, I had somebody on Twitter after I posted the interview we did with Bannon yesterday. He said,
yeah.
I can't stand Gorka's voice. So what I did is I posted a link under his tweet saying, oh, I'm sorry for you. Here's another 3 hours of it. I mean, seriously, how can... Come on, the accent makes it, doesn't it, Judy?
It's more than that. I don't know what it is. When you read that letter that Judith B. wrote, I said, really? It does sound pretty good, because I wasn't convinced. But when you... I said to myself, nah... You could read that. You could read addresses and phone numbers.
All right, I love talking. I love talking about me. Yeah. But why did you call in?
Okay, all right. At the end of the day, in the spirit of it's the economy, sweetie. Okay, nothing stupid. President Trump, do you remember? Immediately, he pushed for the stimulus package that has to be pushed and has to be told. Okay,
right.
Twice, $1,200, and then $600 a few times. And even though Dr. Gorka, the disgusting media, has suppressed the Joe Bindle Chinese dynasty scandal, that's what I call it, they cannot suppress what all the American people know when they received in their pockets and pocketbooks, okay? That they know. And look at the numbers to the economy recovery. Look at that. So that they know. And that alone should make them go and vote for President Trump. And he slows down.
No, I know.
He slows down the economy.
We get lost in the political stuff, the intrigue, the bribery, the all kinds of corruption. But you're right, really, guys, the economy. You know who's good for the economy and you? It's President Trump. Thank you, Judy. Back with your calls here on America First.